Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Minnesota Twins have not come close to living up to expectations this year for those of the media, for fans, for players, and for the man in charge, Derek Falvey, who joins us right now as president of baseball operations. Derek, it is always a pleasure. So you face the trade deadline. It's coming up a week from today. As you say often, as a lot of people say often, it seems like everything comes down to that Friday, or maybe even the Thursday. This is a deal involving Nelson and Nelson Cruz, as great as he's been, and we're going to talk about that, heading to Tampa for two AAA arms, but it happened 8 days ahead. Why in the end did this deal happen sooner than most deals are going to take place?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Chad. You know, it's one of those circumstances where every time you go into a trade deadline, it can be unpredictable. And as I've said before, a lot of those do happen in the last couple of days and leading into the final outcome. But we had a market early, you know, a bunch of teams that had real interest in Nelson. And we told interested teams that we weren't necessarily going to wait around until next week to make this deal happen. And so when we talked to the Rays and talked to a few other clubs, we said that if we got a team that was genuinely interested, that reached a bar that we felt warranted having this discussion, we would have it now. And the Rays were aggressive. Credit them. You know, they wanted to get Nelson Cruz, but we also felt like in this deal, it's very rare for a half a season of a player, even as good as Nelson is, to return two upper level starting pitchers who we think are in AAA and we think can contribute to our major league team soon. So we felt this was the best time, the best deal, and ultimately a difficult decision with Nelson for sure. But something we felt was good for the long-term view of the Twins.
Can you see a realistic scenario where Joe Ryan and Drew Strotman are both in your rotation next year?
I do. I mean, I think these two guys, you know, maybe Joe a little more polished, a little more ready with more AAA seasoning to be in the big leagues. He's actually going to pitch. For those of you who are watching the Olympics, he's pitching for Team USA here soon. And it'll be a great opportunity for him to continue to get that high-level exposure to pitching in big and meaningful games. And then ultimately, Drew Strotman, this guy was only an A-ball a year ago, and he's gotten so much better. He's just continued to improve as a pitcher. And so this is a guy who has good stuff, a really good feel to spin a breaking ball. His walks are coming back down. He did have Tommy John surgery a couple of years ago, and with the missed minor league season last year, hasn't developed as much as maybe some others, but we feel like he's a guy that really has a ton of upside as we go forward.
So was this deal specifically with Tampa? Because it sounds like you were talking to a number of teams. Where this all came together quickly, or was it over a longer period of time?
You know, I think over the last 2 to 3 weeks, we've had conversations with other clubs about players of potential interest, you know, on both sides of the equation. And when you get closer to that last week and a half, things start to crystallize a bit. And as we talked with other clubs, I can tell you that most of our other opportunities or options dealt with some players that were further away or a little bit more unrefined, some uncertainty about where they fit. And that's when Tampa took an aggressive stance and said they were going to put players in play in the deal that we felt could fit what our goal was to find ways to impact our team, to get upper-level players, to get some starting pitching and guys that could help us on that side of the ball. And we were able to get to conclusion pretty quickly.
Aaron Gleeman does a great job covering this team in many ways, including stats. And Gleeman with the notes today, as a lot of people did, but Aaron, I thought, had some really good numbers, points out the splits for Cruz, 304, 386, 598. In 258 games, he had 76 homers and 191 RBIs. His OPS was second to one guy, the best player in baseball, Mike Trout. And his slugging was third to Trout and the emerging star in the game, Fernando Tatis Jr. You thought highly of Nelson before, but no one could have envisioned the brilliance he had on the field. I'm going to talk off the field in a second, but just expand on how he was there so often, so essential, and just every time, I swear to God, Derek, every time I watch the game, two of the four at-bats, he's just squaring it up and hitting it hard, and these numbers reflect it.
It really was incredible, Chad. I mean, everything you just said, you know, we were hoping for when we signed him to start 2019. I know you mentioned we'll talk about the off-field. We knew about that, but we felt he was a guy that was going to impact us on the field. You know, you recognize chronologically where he's at in age, and there are no peers to him right now. It's just he's so unique in the way he's gone about his game. There are very few players who have done what he's done at his age, and it's because he takes great care of himself. He's prepared every day. He knows what pitchers are going to do. And so for us to get over the last few seasons, one of the truly the best players that we have had really in this franchise over any period of time to perform the way he did.
You were quoted yesterday saying he may be the best teammate you've ever witnessed. Just expand on that, because that's awfully high praise.
I meant every word of it, and it's not hyperbole. And I've been around some good players, and I think I prefaced it with saying this is no disrespect to any of those guys. There are great teammates around this game. There are great players who impact others. But from the moment he stepped in this clubhouse to what he did with our coaching staff, to what he did, you know, for Rocco, for me, for everybody within our organization, just to help us, you know, find ways to continue to make ourselves better. You know, he wanted to be there for everybody else. He even said to me, and this is something I hadn't shared yet, but he said to me yesterday, in the last week or so, knowing that the trade deadline might be coming and this might happen, it was a little strange feeling for him knowing he was playing maybe to audition, you know, other places. And even though, you know, the back of his baseball card's already well documented, no one needed to see him over the last 10 days to assess whether he was ready or not to help a playoff team. But it was a strange feeling for him because he cares so much about team and teammates and others. And that's just who he is as a person. You know, we'll miss him. We hope, and I said this to a few of our players yesterday who we talked about it, was said the best way to honor Nelson Cruz as part of the Twins organization is to be like him, is to find a way to use the things that he taught you in the clubhouse and on the field to be the best version of yourself that you can be.
Derek Falvey, president of baseball operations, is here with us. Your job, running a team, can bring the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. Let me just be direct on this one. This year, in putting together this team and the way it's played out, did you and the organization fail Nelson Cruz this year?
Oh, it's a fair question. You know, it's something that we talked to him about yesterday was, we are disappointed. No, there's no way around that. We have not played the way we expected to. You know, a good chunk of our clubhouse, and, you know, we talk to each other about it. How do we figure it out? How do we get better? How do we put ourselves in a better place? Because a lot of these guys were here on the last two seasons teams that won this division. And, you know, we need to find a way. We need to figure that out. But one thing I do take some solace in, I suppose, in talking with Nelson yesterday, is how appreciative he's been of this environment, this organization, how everyone has treated him, the fans in this area and part of the Twin Cities and across Minnesota and Twins territory. And now he gets a chance. You know, he gets a chance to go compete with a team that's a good team that was in the World Series a year ago and has a pretty good shot to get right back there. So I am hopeful for him. I know I'll be pulling for him like crazy. And I feel like I look forward to seeing what he can do going forward.
Jose Berríos is a very key guy on your team. He answers the bell almost all the time. He's a 27-year-old. He's facing free agency. You know these things better than me, but just for the audience, not this year, but next year. When he talked to Phil Miller this week, he talked about his desire for free agency and said there hadn't been any contract talks with the team recently. Is that true?
Yes, so in Jose's case, and this is true of a number of players, I've been around some in this game that have earned this right, you know, certainly through the way the collective bargaining agreement works to reach free agency and to explore that and to learn what that looks like. I've had a number of players in my career tell me it means nothing about where they're at right now, and they love where they are, but they feel that's something that's really important to them and to explore what that looks like. And I think Jose said as much the other day to Phil, and he said that to us internally. It speaks nothing of our relationship. It couldn't be more positive between the two of us, but that is his right, ultimately. And while we've had some conversations in the past, certainly that's not something that we would like to be doing with him now, given he is pitching and playing. We tend to avoid that when guys are active and playing and in season. So something that we'll always continue to keep in mind and have conversations about going forward. But I do respect quite a great deal his right to that part of the conversation.
So he comes up with the trade deadline. I have zero doubts. You're getting phone calls and pretty much everybody in your team, including him. Because he does not want to have those contract talks right now, doesn't that put a higher priority on you to look around and see what his value is around the league, knowing at minimum he's not going to sign right now, and maybe he doesn't even have interest in talking about a contract with you until he's a free agent?
Well, I think it's always part of the equation. You know, anytime, and much like we just talked about with Nelson, and being a free agent at the end of the year factors in. But at the same time, every individual player we have, we treat, although differently, we treat him fairly, but not all the same. And in Jose's case, he is under control with our team for next year. We do have desires of continuing to compete as we go forward. Obviously, it's my job to listen to almost any call that comes in and try and figure out what we think is best for the Twins, not just in the short term, but the long term. So we have dialogue about a number of players, on our team. That's just the nature of the business. That said, we love Jose for reasons you just outlined, and I think that will always lead to us valuing him the way we do. So you could never rule out anything on a team, really, with any player, but I will tell you that we feel really good about the core that we have within this group that will continue to contribute to being championship-caliber teams in the future.
We both know Ken Rosenthal is one of the most plugged-in reporters in baseball, and he recently reported that you guys have made an offer to Byron recently, Byron Buxton. So is Byron's situation different? Is he more willing to talk during the season?
Well, I think in every player's situation, it's a little different. As I just mentioned, there's sometimes some conversations with whether or not a player's active and competing at the time that plays a role in those. And while we won't speak to any specifics around any individual player in negotiations, just out of fairness to the player, I will say that we always engage with agents. We always have conversations. But it's a two-way street, and you have to have those dialogues independent of what's going on in every individual's case. So at this point, nothing to say there or report on there, but it's something we make no secret of the fact that we love Byron, guys like Jose, so many of them that have been a part of this team for a long time.
Last thing, if you tinker, you believe that you can compete to be a fact in the playoffs in 2022. If you make bigger changes, then a lot of us think it's more for 2023, and who knows, maybe even 2024. When you look at this team and you look at your players that who are in AAA and AA, what convinces you that you can go from this year to maybe a 90-plus win team next season after what has played out so far this year?
Yeah, there's no question, Chad. We have to look in the mirror and think about that. What convinces me that we have talent and good talent in this group is, a lot of the team that we built over the last couple of years that ultimately won these American League Central championships are being supplemented, by some other young players that you just mentioned. I think the likes of Trevor Larnach and Alex Kirilloff and Ryan Jeffers and some of the young pitching that we have developing right now in the minor leagues, we feel good about that group. They're not quite ready to compete here at their best level, which is never true right at the outset of a young player's career, but we feel like we can continue to build something that's sustainable. And my view is, you mentioned the word tinker. I think we're always going to be open to small and large changes, as we go forward. So we have this deadline to work through it. We have an off season to work through it. Our hope is that we continue to put our team into a really competitive position year in and year out.
As always, I appreciate it. Thanks so much, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Chad. Have a great day.
Derek Falvey, in charge of the Twins. You want to react? I know we're getting text already. I have some thoughts. I'm sure Dan will too. Home of the Twins, plenty of passionate baseball fans listening right now, frustrated baseball fans, and also some who might look at that deal and say, good. Considering the circumstances, I have zero problem trading Nelson Cruz. Zero problem, considering where they're at. Get value, even though he exceeded every expectation. It's just business. That's how it plays out. His comments about Barrios and Buxton, I thought, were very different. That's what I'm going to address directly when we come back. You can chime in any part of it. 651-989-9226. When you're out of the race and you have someone whose contract is coming up and it can bring you value, you trade them. That's just what you do. Of course, here in Minnesota, Dan, we're obsessed with Willie Comeback. Mm-hmm. Willie Comeback. Mm-hmm. Willie Comeback. Everybody, it's Willie Comeback. And then because Cruz is such a outstanding humanitarian, he did a press briefing here when most of the time guys leave and just dart out. He's not that type of person. And he left it open, and in Minnesota we just slurped that up. I have zero problem with trading Cruz. We'll find out if they got enough. I mean, there were other reports, not just folks in Minnesota. You might say, well, they're just homers. Number one, I push back on that. But there were other reports from reporting saying that they thought they ended up with two good prospects, right? And also, as we talked about this with Ricey, I'm more inclined. I would have preferred, actually, if it was one even higher one. But as opposed to the combo of the young guys who are 19, let's see some people who are a little bit closer ready to go. You with me on that concept?
I'm 100% with you. I mean, Keith Law from The Athletic called it an A-plus return for an Nelson Cruz. Not that, again, that they're super high prospects necessarily, but, you know, for essentially 2 months of a rental player to be able to get a couple of arms like that, I, you know, again, people that I look to and trust in terms of evaluating this stuff seem to all be in unison saying this was a good deal. Now, is this going to be, you know, a couple of guys at the front of the rotation coming up? Probably not.
No.
But you're not going to get that for that guy. So, you know, no, this is a no-brainer of a move, and it seems like they got a pretty good deal.
If Nelson Cruz is 37, he's in the middle of a three-year deal, it's a very different situation.
Very different, yeah.
I thought his comments, Valdi's comments, are very telling on Jose.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And by the way, you know what that makes me think? They should trade him. They should. If he is overtly as public as he was, and we talked about that, and then Derek's confirming it all and saying, I don't want to talk to you now. Maybe next year, but he's going to say the same. You're telling me he's talked about free agency and how important it is, and then he's going to give a year away and he's going to sign a deal? It's crushing to lose a 27-year-old when there's this regime and the previous regime has failed in coming up with enough young pitching prospects so far. From what I heard, open for bidding. What do you want for this kid?
It's going to have to be a significant package, right? I mean, because you still have another year of control left. You're going to have to require some, you know, I would say a couple of top 10 prospects.
Yep. Right? Oh, for sure. And maybe even one. I'm just saying, if all he's talking about is how much he's earned free agency, you can get more value now from teams in the race. You're going to miss him, but he's not signing before that deal is up, if you believe his words and you believe what Derek had to say. Linda's construction time check is, hey, it's 158. Time to get free maintenance and free deck estimate from Linda's. Matthew Collar, early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.